It's really pretty amazing if you think about it. This political campaign, perhaps more than ever before, has been shaped and defined by the U.S. Supreme Court. First in that Citizens United case, which set the stage for super PACs and big money, media campaigns, highly targeted social media tactics, and a tone that can only be described as Hollywood nasty.
Mitt Romney made over $100 million by shutting down our plant and devastated our lives. Turns out that when we built that stage, it was like building my own coffin. And it just made me sick.
That's a pro-Obama ad. But on the Mitt Romney side, there's a high production franchise of their own called First 100 Days.
President Romney's First 100 Days. What will they mean for Virginia? Day 1, President Romney moves to repeal Obamacare. By day 100, President Romney reverses Obama's offshore drilling ban, creating thousands of new jobs for Virginians. President Romney's First 100 Days. For the people of Virginia, they mean new life, new energy for our state.
Both the style and the frequency of those campaign ads is a direct effect of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision. But as early as today, the court could once again reset the deck on the campaign with the expected decision on the Affordable Care Act. Essentially, the court could, in theory, accomplish what Mitt Romney's campaign said in that ad a President Romney would do in his first 100 days, repeal Obamacare. Here to discuss the court as campaign changer is Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, author of The Obama Victory, How Money, Media, and Message Shaped the 2008 Campaign. Is this new for you, Kathleen Hall Jamison?
No, it's actually not. What Citizens United and the other court rulings that were related to it did was gave unions and corporations the ability to spend as much as they want and under some circumstances to do it without disclosure. But that tendency had been there before, and the ability to spend large amounts of money essentially was opened up when the Obama campaign in 2008 rejected federal financing and substantially outspent Senator McCain. It doesn't mean, however, that the content doesn't shift as a result of these decisions. And it doesn't mean that the campaigns haven't lost some control in the process.
So the Citizens United campaign really continues a trend which you said was well established. But what about the Affordable Care Act decision really creating or eliminating a campaign issue? I can't tell what it does, but it's a bombshell that seems unusual to me in the middle of a campaign.
It is, but first let me note something about that Romney ad. The Romney campaign is being very careful. They're promising that he will move to repeal Obamacare. They don't say he will. If they said he would, the fact checkers would jump all over him by saying, hey, presidents don't have that kind of power. But when the Supreme Court makes this decision, it will take a dialogue that has been in place since the passage of the Affordable Care Act and potentially change it dramatically, indeed upend it, if in the process what it does is makes any adjustment at all in what we assume is going to be the status quo.
How do political campaigns deal with this? Do they come up with I told you so messages, Supreme Court is right, so vote for us? Or does it embolden people to say, all right, we're going to get this right in the next term, vote for Obama?
I suspect what happens if any part of the act is held unconstitutional is that you see these independent expenditure groups advertising saying, ha, president who is a professor of constitutional law and his first major achievement, he does something that's unconstitutional. So I suspect that you'll see the place in which you have the highest level of attack going directly at the decision and then at President Obama. I suspect then, however, the Democrats, if that is the scenario, come back and say, well, you promised to repeal and replace. Where's the replacement? People who've now got the protection from pre-existing conditions, people who don't have a cap on insurance limits, the Republicans are about to take that away from you. So the burden of proof on what we're going to do shifts to the Republicans in a dramatic way. So, it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt the Obama campaign. It certainly changes the dialogue.
But the tangible effect of health care still being a crisis and still being potentially a Democratic campaign issue, counterbalance that with the Republican charge that, okay, Obama's a bad lawyer. It seems to me the Democrats have maybe a slight advantage here.
It's it's going to be very difficult to determine because the public doesn't actually understand what's in the act. And as a result, people are about to lose something if the constitutionality of the act is ultimately not upheld in part or all. They're going to lose something some of them didn't even know they had. And so many of the pundits are assuming that the public is deeply knowledgeable about all of the provisions of the Affordable Care Act. It isn't. The question is, are those who have already benefited aware? And the answer for that is probably yes. Hmm. However, those most likely to benefit are already likely to be Democratic voters.
Indeed. Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. We've been talking as though the decision would be to strike in some way. If the decision is to affirm, does this go away tomorrow and we go back to talking about the stalled economy?
No, then the Republicans have the issue that they have had all along and will continue to argue that government is taking over your health care, that there's going to be rationing. We always have the prospect of death panels being revisited, that is, being resurrected from the dead. And as a result, you pretty much take the campaign dialogue that we've been seeing since the act was proposed, and it runs through the election with Republicans saying, don't worry about all those things you like about the act, that is, if you knew they were there, because we're going to find a way to preserve those for you. The question is, will they tell us how, and how indeed could they?
So a victory for Obama in the Supreme Court may be a political opportunity for Republicans, and a defeat by the plaintiffs in the court for Republicans might be a political opportunity for Democrats. That's an interesting reversal.
Yeah, the fact that this is happening in the middle of an election campaign means that the dynamic is going to include potentially attacks on the Supreme Court, no matter how this ruling comes down. The Supreme Court historically has been one of, if not the most trusted institution in society. In some surveys, the military exceeds it in trust. But recently, that trust in the Supreme Court has eroded. And to the extent that the Supreme Court becomes a political issue, that's actually problematic for democracy because we rely on three branches of government. We rely on them to do their jobs. But we also rely on the public to trust that the Supreme Court is an arbiter of sorts and has the final say on constitutional matters. And if that erodes, some of our understanding of how the government's supposed to work erodes with it.
So not only is the court affecting the campaign, but the court also is in the middle of a referendum on its own political credibility, likely to be an issue in and of itself, depending on what it rules on the Affordable Care Act. Kathleen Hall Jamison, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Kathleen Hall Jamison is director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, author of The Obama Victory, How Money, Media, and Message Shaped the 2008 Campaign.